Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer for walking in truth and grace. By Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. Truth and grace are two words that can cause much tension in the world. And they should. Truth and grace are not of this world. They stem from the heart of our holy, perfect, righteous God. And because of that, they pierce the hearts of those who have turned to Him. Over 2,000 years ago, our Savior was born, the long-awaited Redeemer, the Son of God, the Son of Man, was here. The one who would exude truth and grace all the days of His life on earth. He came to make man right with God. He came to teach those who would be attentive to His word, who He was, and why He was there. The same happens today because Jesus is alive and seated on the throne next to God the Father. He wants you to know who He is and why He came for us. This past year has taught us many things, but some of the most important are we need a relationship with our Savior. Truth is found in Christ alone, and grace is found in Christ alone. We watched an entire year unfold that had us all on our knees and deepened our dependence on the Lord. He drew us in with His truth and grace. Like Jesus said would happen in John 17:17, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. He has deepened our expectancy of all Christ has done, is doing, and will do before He comes again. While I, of course, wouldn't want to go through everything that we've been through again, I do pray that the hunger we experienced for God's leading would linger for generations to come. This year led many of us to the threshing floor. He stripped us of our pride and our idols. This caused many of us to work through our pain. You see, walking with the Lord is so much more than emotional worship experiences, or following the popular Christian figures and hearing a sermon on Sundays. Walking with the Lord is about a personal relationship with Him, drawing near to Him through His Word, resting securely in our salvation because of the cross, and joyfully accepting the sanctification process. As this year plays out, may we hold loosely to our plans and submit to the Lord as He leads the way. May we follow Him with boldness and assurance of who we are. Let us live in a constant posture of keeping our hearts tethered to our always truthful, all-sustaining Heavenly Father. And may we boldly share why Jesus came, and that he will be coming again. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for always leading us and loving us through the gift of truth and grace. I pray your truth guides all of my steps, my decisions, and my plans this year. I pray that when I struggle with doubt or uncertainty, that I'd be renewed by the conviction that your word is truth. I pray for grace for myself and for others. I pray I would know the depths of grace I have in you. I pray that grace would help make me more gracious to those in my life. Help me to be bold for the kingdom of God and not shy away from opportunities to be your hands and feet. I pray for a desire to know you more deeply and look to you as sustainer, no matter what comes to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.